at McAllister Square in Greenville. For more information or to apply online, visit sctechjobs.com. PAI Pharma is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you? I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Auburn hires Hugh Freeze. Marcus Satterfield leaves South Carolina to become the offensive coordinator for Matt Rhule at Nebraska. Clemson and Penn State in on the hardwood, and the Tigers pick up a 2024 commitment. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, November the 29th, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. Our sports psychologist, performance psychologist, Dr. Milt Louder. A moment with Milt, 7:25 this morning. Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, reviewing South Carolina's win, previewing a lot of off-the-field stuff, including offensive coordinator hire for South Carolina, coming up at 8:05 this morning. That is because, as we just told you, Marcus Satterfield, what a 10-day run he had. Close to getting fired at South Carolina, supposedly, and then beats Tennessee and Clemson, and now former NFL head coach Matt Rhule takes a huge job at Nebraska and is bringing him in as the offensive coordinator. I mean, that guy went from the outhouse to the penthouse in no time. Now he went from being fired to being wanted. Crazy, man. That shows you how our world is. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about candidates as far as that is concerned. A lot of coaching news out there. I have tons of coaching news and assistant coaching news and hot boards and all that kind of stuff. We'll get to that coming up. Auburn has hired Hugh Freeze, a very interesting hire. Along with that, there's some stipulations and a PR firm to kind of handle the backlash that's going to happen with the escorts. You did see the meme yesterday that traded in a Cadillac for an escort. Anyway, just all kinds of crazy times down at Auburn. Georgia Tech, it looks like Willie Fritz, but nothing finalized as of yet. We'll get to that. So a lot of college football talk still today. In case you missed it last night, Steelers beat the Colts 24-17. And a nice night for the Steelers in their defensive effort in a run game, had 172 yards rushing, and George Pickens had a nice game for the Steelers, who improved to 4-7. Colts fall to 4-7-1, wrapping up another week of the NFL. Big day today, World Cup. United States, all soccer fans gathering as United States plays Iran at 2 o'clock today on Fox. Win and you're in. Tie or loss and you're out. Trying to advance to the knockout stage. Also today, you have Ecuador and Senegal and Netherlands and Qatar, and Wales and England. Whenever you say Qatar, you got to say both of them, just to cover your bases for all that. Yesterday, the United States soccer player got in trouble for saying Iran rather than Iran. I don't know. The only way I remember this, Iron Sheik. Iran, number one. Russia, number one. Anyway, Tiger Woods, we look forward to him playing three times before the end of the year. Down to two. He's out this week. Plantar fasciitis. He has a foot injury. But he says he's going to play in the next two events. Boy, that was just a heartbreaker there. Major League Baseball, Jose Abreu to the Astros. Big pickup there. We have the Clemson basketball tonight. Penn State's good. I'll tell you about Penn State, what they look like so far. And that's just not it's a difficult task for the Tigers tonight. We'll give you the lines and all that coming up in that one. We have college basketball. Speaking of college basketball from last night, pretty light night on the hardwoods. Ninth-ranked Kansas beat Texas Southern 87-55. 11th-ranked Arkansas down Troy 74-61. In the ACC last night, 9th-ranked action, Virginia Tech beat Minnesota. ACC Big Ten Challenge 67-57. Pittsburgh went to Northwestern, got an 87-58 win there. There was one SEC non-ranked game last night. Mississippi State beat Omaha 74-54. A lot of that ACC Big Ten Challenge stuff today. You have Maryland, Louisville, NC. Clemson, Penn State, Syracuse, Illinois, Georgia Tech, Iowa, Wake Forest, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Michigan. Tomorrow, ACC Big Ten Challenge, if you care about this stuff. Purdue, Florida State, Ohio State, Duke, Rutgers, Miami, North Carolina, Indiana, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Boston College, and Nebraska. With that said, the final ACC Big Ten Challenge, we'll have the ACC SEC Challenge beginning next year. We need this in football. And I have TV games for you for the weekend and lines for you for the weekend, announcers for you for the weekend. Finally, Clemson gets a commitment over the last 24 hours, 2024 commitment from Nolan Hauser. He is a place kicker for 2024, a highly thought of place kicker. Both his mom and dad are athletes. Dad played baseball at Clemson. His mom was a women's soccer player here and top-rated kicker for next year's class. Big kid and Nolan is a highly thought of place kicker, like I said, and had offers from NC State, Notre Dame, some other ones in there, but for the most part came, and North Carolina came down to Clemson, North Carolina, and he chose the Tigers to continue in his lineage there for his family. So good stuff there. With that said, the producer of every single Monday and Tuesday show, Mr. Will Clanton, how you doing over there, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Are you, first I'll ask you, segment two today. I don't want to jump too much and step on toes. Segment two today, what's going on?
I want to talk a little bit about how to fix conference championships.
I like it.
In football.
I like it. Let's do that. How was your Monday?
It was an interesting Monday. Very somber. I guess a recovery day. Just kind of getting back into the grind after the hubbub around Thanksgiving. But yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. Very uneventful, which is good every now and again.
You need to be uneventful every now and then. We had my son's a little under the weather. We had a little easy day yesterday. Just sitting around, watch some movies, watch some Disney movies, Monsters U. Watched a little of that. So, yeah, some Disney movies. Just kind of took our time up yesterday. So, last night, though, cooked out Smash Burgers 2.0, my second Smash Burgers run on my Blackstone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's good for several reasons. First, it cooks in its own grease. That's the part of it. Why the burger is better on the Blackstone. I know it's the Traeger long, slow cooks, Boston butts. Any kind of, I think chicken is probably better on the Traeger because it just feels juicier to me on the little slower cook. The high temperatures, the egg is the best. I did steaks this weekend. They were fantastic. I like the egg there. But I like the versatility of this Blackstone, man. And later we're going to have breakfast for dinner and doing all that. But, man, when the burgers are best on the Blackstone. Smash them down. Sorry, they cook so much faster. And the cheese melts so much faster, to me at least. And man, it's great. Fantastic. So we did those last night. That was good.
You're going to get a healthier burger on a traditional grill.
Yes.
But
even then, I did cook in vegetable oil rather than and its own fat right there. I didn't cook it. It just doesn't drip off that off of it. It cooks in its own grease like that. Yeah, but a healthier burger on a grill, yes. Yeah, no doubt about that. It just drains off that way. Yes. But all served their purposes, though. There's a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun for sure. So today's a big day. You are a soccer fan. You're a World Cup fan. You're one of our leading World Cup authorities here.
I'm blushing. Okay.
We're better than Iran.
Yes.
And we're, even though we're behind them in the standings heading into this, we have to have a win, right? A tie, we're out.
The only way we can advance is through a win. Yes.
Okay. What does it, because we all know one game changes everything. What does it look like? Perception of USA soccer with a win today compared to a loss today. How, in other words, I think that's probably massive, right? You advance, it's the Sweet 16, basically. Mm-hmm. So advancing to the knockout stage of the World Cup, I think should be a goal for the United States. That's a reasonable, especially with the group that we were in, even though we're 0-0-2. But what does a win look like compared to a loss as far as the perception of where USA soccer is?
In terms of USA versus Iran, a loss is not a good thing. We should win this game. This is not something that I look forward to, because with this team, they're very emotional in their games. And just like against England, in games against Mexico leading up to the World Cup, this team plays up to its competition. But if you look at the opposite side of the board, even in World Cup qualifying, we play down to our competition as well. I mean, we lost to El Salvador twice,
right,
in the last 2 years.
Have we played down so far? We play up with a 0-0 draw to England. That's up.
Mm-hmm.
But a 1-1 tie to Wales is not up.
No, it's that was an average performance against Wales.
And now, well, Iran beat Wales, right?
Yes.
So, to me, the mountain seems kind of a little higher today, at least.
But also England beat Iran 6-2, I believe. Might have been 5-2.
Yeah.
So, just depends on how you look at it. It's going to depend on first half momentum.
It's a big day, though. 2:00 today. Mm. This is actually, I mean, think about it. Well, I don't know. So this is bigger than Friday with England.
Oh yes, because you have knockout stage qualifying on the line, which is a big deal. You look at some of the bigger programs like Brazil.
Yeah,
they've qualified for the round of 16, the knockout stage, in the last 14 World Cups. Think about that.
Crazy. So 2:00 today, I'll be glued to the television set. I watched I did not watch because I was playing golf last Friday, but I watched the Wales match. So I'll watch today, and hopefully we can pull this thing out.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hey, my friends at Tiger Sports Shop, you're ready. The holiday season is here. The great news about the holiday season is that for Clemson fans, this is easy. Some people are against gift cards. I am not. I mean, I think gift cards are the way to go. I think with a gift card, you just have so much, you know, because there's so much there, right? Rather than buying something that somebody doesn't even need, why not get them what they – well, let them get what they want and what they need. So gift cards available. Or if you know what they want, go ahead and go by and do that as well. It's right over at Tiger Sports. You have two great locations in Clemson, Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue, 247tigersports.com. But look, gift cards, I think, are a great deal for you. And matter of fact, I love getting those gift cards as I do often there at Tiger Sports Shop. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton talking fixing the college football conference championships right after this.
One of the things I love most about what I get to do when I'm in the community is I get to talk to folks about PhD weight loss and the impact that it's had on my life. I was recently getting a physical, and the doctor told me that from last year in November to this year in November, I had lost 29 pounds. Now, he's a listener, and so he was not wondering why. I didn't have to tell him about PhD weight loss because he already knew. Lots of you have heard us talk about PhD weight loss and the positive life change, not just from a dietary standpoint, but in a holistic way. You change your behavior, you change your mindset. Here's what I'll say. This holiday season, make the choice to make a change. Talk to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss. You will not regret that choice, not for a moment. Let them help you address your type 2 diabetes. Let them help you address your sleep apnea. Let them help you shift your perspective from trying to maintain your life to trying to better your life. Find out more at myphdweightloss.com.
Come check out our fresh inventory reload at Burns Chevy in Gaffney. We're currently stocking 30 pre-owned trucks and SUVs under $30,000. Some of these great deals qualify for our highly rated Buy Here, Pay Here program. Hurry, these trucks are selling fast. Visit online at BurnsChevyofGaffney.com or in person at Exit 92, just past the Big Peach on I-85. Burns Chevrolet, your right choice since 1923.
In the upstate, summer air is hot and winter air is cold, but the temperature below ground remains constant all year. And that's what makes a water furnace geothermal system so efficient. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can lower your energy costs by up to 70%. And there's a 30% federal and 25% South Carolina tax credit. Plus, Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get a $1,600 rebate per ton. Find out more at ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Hey, sports fans, cigars, cigars, cigars. Where to get them? At Tobacco Plus, home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the best selection of fine, hand-rolled cigars at the best prices. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, a Padron, Cohiba, Romeo, and Julieta. Or find that Golf Day cigar at Exit 60 off Interstate 85 in Greer. Buy any 8 cigars, and the 9th cigar is free. Tobacco Plus, South Carolina's largest humidor. 864-968-1133.
Hey guys, my biggest issue over the holidays used to be stress, overeating, and low energy. Then I started TRT and Wegovy semaglutide at Low Country Mail. Testosterone took care of the stress, low energy, and performance issues in the bedroom. Wegovy took away my food cravings, lowered my A1C, and helped me lose 15% of my body weight. I went down a few pant sizes, made gains in the gym, and have never looked better. Simple monthly no-contract pricing included medication, labs, and doctor visits. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over 2 decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
This holiday season, Diamonds Direct gives you the gift of 0% interest financing for 3 years on any purchase. With high prices and high interest rates everywhere else, Diamonds Direct is here with the incredible shopping experience you need. Our guaranteed best value prices will save you money. And with 0% interest, you can spread your payments over 3 years with no finance charge, period. And for this holiday season, we're showcasing an expanded selection of affordable and timeless holiday gifts. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones. And if you're upgrading her diamond or getting engaged over the holidays, we have one of the largest diamond selections in America. All sizes and shapes, all cut for maximum brilliance, and all offered at our amazing direct importer, no middleman prices. Check out our holiday gift guide now at DiamondsDirect.com. Buy now or come into the showroom. Let one of our experts guide you in finding the holiday gift that's at the top of their list. And enjoy 3 years zero interest financing on any holiday purchase. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to be
here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
We are in our Upcountry Fiber Studios, our luxurious Upcountry Fiber Studios. Love this. Love everything about them. Hey, Upcountry Fiber in Anderson, Greenville, Pickens, Oconee, Spartanburg counties can help you out. The thing we like about Upcountry Fiber is that it is no contracts. It's good people. It's great products, great services. So you feel good about doing business with them. Friend of mine I know is still looking to see if they can cut in his neighborhood. You can go to their social media sites to see if they're ready for that. I know the people at Upcountry Fiber. I know the people that they've teamed with, and I know these people are going to take care of you. No contracts. So there's no bait and switching. They feel good about that. So great friends at Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
The problem with divisions in FBS, and specifically Power Five for me, we're seeing this come up on Saturday. You've got Michigan versus Purdue, unranked Purdue, in the Big Ten Championship. You've got Georgia, UGA, against LSU, who's fallen off, losing to Texas A&M last week. We could have two much better matchups in these title games if the Big Ten and the SEC decided to put their heads on their shoulders and follow the more intelligent conferences in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the ACC next year. We could have an Ohio State-Michigan rematch on Saturday. We could have UGA-Tennessee rematch on Saturday. Are these hypothetical matchups not more beneficial towards not only fans, but towards ratings and finding the top teams? Would these leagues not benefit from having higher ranked matchups?
Yeah. I'm going to push back a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think you're totally wrong. And I think in theory, you're more right than wrong. You'd like to have the two best teams. In the ACC, you'd probably rather have Clemson and Florida State. But that'd be a rematch. In the Big 12, they don't have it, so you do have that. TCU and Kansas State. Clear two best teams. Two highest-ranked teams, two best teams, two best records. In the Big 10, you don't. I get that. Purdue is 8-4. And remind you that Purdue is without the starting quarterback, I think. And Purdue has losses to Syracuse, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Penn State. The reason that they're going is because they didn't play either Ohio State or Michigan. Their schedule is reserved. Yes, so in theory, yes. However, I just watched Michigan and Ohio State. I think the point holds water more for Florida State, Clemson, than for Tennessee, Georgia. And I guess it'd be Tennessee, Georgia rather than Alabama, Georgia?
Yes, because Tennessee holds the tiebreaker over
okay.
both Alabama and LSU.
Okay. So that said, because Tennessee and Georgia played in October and because Florida State comes to play in October, I would be a little more interested in watching that where those two teams came through. Still, though, What did the regular season game mean? If you don't win your division through that because of that game, Georgia beat Tennessee, and so they beat them to win the division to go to Atlanta, not to beat them to play them again, kind of a thing. We've already seen that game. I don't need a rematch, but even more intensified in that pushback. Is that in the Big Ten's case, while, yes, Ohio State and Michigan are more compelling than Purdue and Michigan, I think the timing of it is bad because I just saw Michigan and Ohio State last week. I don't need to see them 7 days later. What's the point in even playing? If you knew those could be the top two, to say, I tell you what, boys, let's take an open date this week and let's just play next week. I just saw the game. What did Michigan win if you got to play them again the very next week?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So, I got me. Yeah. I'd rather see Michigan Ohio State play than Michigan Purdue. But I just saw Michigan Ohio State play.
So, I want to do two things. I want to move backwards in time.
All right.
And then forwards in time.
Okay.
So, prior to the massive overhaul of conference expansion,
right.
How did we crown conference champions? We didn't have conference championships.
Now, you do know conference championships were created because divisions were created in order to make a TV game.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
It was based upon whoever had the best record and then all the tiebreakers. And I don't like that.
And also for compensating for schedules where every team in a league doesn't play every other team.
Right. On the other side of that, we know in Major League Baseball that the World Series will be between an American League team and a National League team. And those aren't always the two best teams in baseball. We know in the NFL that we're going to have an American Football Conference team and a National Football Conference team, an AFC team and an NFC team. And oftentimes, those aren't the two best teams. Sometimes two best teams NFC, sometimes two best teams AFC.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that going in because the winner of the AFC goes to the Super Bowl. The winner of the NFC goes to the Super Bowl. So to me, the winner of the SEC East and the SEC West, the Big Ten East, the Big Ten West, the Coastal Division, the Atlantic Division, those are the teams that represent their divisions and go to the championship game. Winner of the American League versus the winner of the National League. And even though it might not be the best game, you are rewarded for winning your conference, your division.
Yes. So let me suggest something. If you let's say you're a UNC fan.
Yeah.
Just put your imaginary glasses on.
Let me get my Ouija's on.
Okay.
Let me get my
your White Claw.
Oh.
Pinot Gris. So on Saturday you've got a chance to play for the ACC conference title.
Yes. The Atlantic Coast Conference title, yes.
as a UNC fan, which you now are, would you rather have an opportunity to play for a national title rather than a conference title?
Sure.
Okay.
But I'm also, let me back up and make sure I'm not saying this. I'm also well enough to know that in my deal right now, I am, they're 9-3. I'm 9-3. I'm not playing for a national championship.
In the current system, yes.
In the current system, yes.
So moving forward into the future, we're going to have an expanded playoff.
Yes, we are.
That number has not been agreed upon, has not been, it's been speculated upon by literally every pundit in the world.
It's going to be 12.
That's what I believe as well.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
So,
eight's enough. You play eight. Eight's enough. First of all, four's enough. But eight is enough. If you do eight, then you can have your five P5s, you can have three at-larges.
And you don't have to worry about buys.
No buys. Mm-hmm. No home field, no buys, none of that mess through all that.
So how about this? We'll take a step forward and we'll take a step back. We'll go back to conference titles being more like basketball, where, you know, you play your games in the regular season and whoever has the best record and, you know, a little luck via tiebreakers, we'll just give them the conference championship. And then the top two teams from every league.
Well, I'll go a step farther.
Okay.
Because you're saying do away with conference championship games.
Yes.
In the college football playoff poll, the next last one comes out tonight. The final one comes out on Sunday, right? I think Dan Wetzel, who I don't like.
Good friend, hate the guy.
But did make a pretty convincing argument. Tonight is going to be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Southern Cal. Those are the top four. Mm-hmm. Ohio State's not going to play on Saturday. Alabama's not going to play on Saturday. Tennessee's not going to play on Saturday. Penn State's not going to play. Washington's not going to play. The next, in the AP poll at least, the next one, two, three, four, the next five aren't going to play. Okay? Should, Wetzel's argument is that the tonight should be the college football playoff announcement, that Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Southern Cal are going to play it. Because now TCU and Southern Cal and Michigan and Georgia, Michigan and Georgia can still lose and still get in, I feel like. They're not going to lose. Still get in and lose, I feel like. But why should TCU, who's undefeated, if they lose to Kansas State, why should they drop out when all they're playing, they're putting their 12-0 record on the line? Southern Cal, Ohio State's not. Ohio State's sitting at home. Ohio State's playing Call of Duty. TCU's playing Kansas State. Why should, if TCU loses in a 13th game, why should they be out and put Penn State in? I mean, Ohio State in.
Exactly. And that's what I hate about this current system.
Yeah.
And that's one of the arguments for expansion. So how about this? We take the Power 5 conference. We take the top two teams from every single Power 5 conference. We take the top two group of five teams, or Notre Dame, which would be the case this year. And then we just start the playoff.
Yeah.
After the first round, you got six games in the first round.
Got no problem with that.
After that,
yep.
Then you reseed.
Got no problem with that. I'm with you.
I don't understand the solutions that are being offered by a lot of people. They make it more complicated.
Yeah.
And it's because they're still trying to... Every solution brings more and more games into the equation. If a conference title is just a way for the conferences to make money, let's just push that money towards getting into the playoff. And that
totally
way,
agree.
You kill two birds with one stone.
I agree with that. Now, let me say this. We know eventually major overhauls coming in college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on TV. We're waiting on grant of rights. We're waiting on all the legalities to get out of the way. But as the late Mike Brown, Dabo's agent, good friend who passed a few years ago, would tell me all the time, Mickey, we're going to an NFL style in college football, where in the NFL, you've got 32 teams, 16 teams each conference, four-team conferences. He says, yeah, that's what you're going to have. And it might, the number he didn't know, but he said, you're going to have, and we won't call it ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, whatever. We'll call it Midwest, Mountain Lakes, or we'll call it Region 1, Region 2, Region 3, Region 4. It'll be regions, whatever it might be. But that's where we're headed, and it's going to be 48 or 64 or 60 or 58. What? It's going to be a number, and it's just divided. And the other thing is they won't go down and play teams that aren't in that. So, in other words, Clemson and Furman won't play, and Clemson and Louisiana Tech won't play football against each other anymore. And through all that, 8-4 is going to be a good season. 8-4 gets you in the NFL playoffs.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Or 9-7 or 9-8 now, whatever it does. So you'll have to change your because your schedule will be Florida State, Florida, Miami, Southern Cal, Michigan, Texas A&M. I mean, that's you can play those teams every single week. So 8-4 is going to be like a great season. But, you know, how many other teams make the playoffs? It's going to be an NFL-style deal. That's coming. TV's got to get out of the way. The contract's got to get out of the way. Commissioner's got to get in there somehow, some way. Well, that's where we're going to. Until that point in time, we're going to pretend like we have it right. Because here's the bottom line. When it was just the AP national champion and UPI national champion, we tried to convince ourselves that was right. We knew it wasn't, but we did. Mm-hmm. So then we came up with the BCS, and we tried to convince ourselves that the computers knew more than everybody. And even though we knew it wasn't right, we tried to convince everybody of that. So then we go to a four-team playoff and try to convince everybody that was right. And now we're going to go to 12 for some reason, and we're going to go argue all this kind of stuff, even though we know that's still not right. Right? It makes no sense that we try to backload our arguments to argue what we have, the result, as being the right. And it's not. There's a better way to do it. Right?
There's always several solutions.
In the end, the ultimate solution and the one we'll do it for the rest of my lifetime is coming. And it's coming up, and it might take 10 years to get there, but that's what it's going to look like. But we know why not just do it now? I mean, say, all right, all television contracts are up, commission come in, we're going to redraw everything, redraw the boards, let's do it right. But they won't do it that way because of the lawyers involved.
I like it. And now that Clemson is eliminated.
Yeah.
I'm going to be cheering for Purdue this weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to be cheering for LSU.
You'll be drinking Boilermakers.
Maybe a White Russian. I'll get close. I'm not.
How about a Hurricane for LSU?
I could do that.
Yeah. LSU and Tulane are in conference championship games this weekend. How about that?
I like that. Tulane for the national championship. I can agree with you on that now.
All right. Short break. Phone calls. We'll get to those. Got a lot who didn't get yesterday. Dabo made some comments that some people raised people's ire. I guess is the right way to say it on his call-in show last night. I'll give you those and why I don't really care about that. We'll get to all that when you come back from after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend. Birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Finally, the holidays have arrived. The gifts, hosting the family, cooking the holiday meals, and keeping the house straight, that's a lot of tasks to keep your house on track. So it's nice to know the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning have my carpets covered this holiday season. With their all-natural, no-residue cleaner, I know my family is in good hands. Get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. And when you mention my name, Mickey, at WCCP, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
The Savory Pork Chop Grill is back, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/enjoy. That's Bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/enjoy.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you've been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Friends, goblins and ghosts are in the rearview mirror, and Turkey Day is on the horizon.
That means this month, Elkmont is Game Day Central with an incredible selection of Clemson Game Day apparel and tailgating accessories. Purple out, solid orange, we've got it. In addition to the great Game Day selection, Elkmont also features great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Z Supply, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Bans, and Kosa Sunglasses. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. Elkmont also offers the Upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes, and all I can say is you have to give them a try. From great footwear to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, Elkmont has you covered for holiday shopping, conveniently located with locations in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 and Highway 123. You need to get to Elkmont today, and go Tigers!
Start your day with the Mickey Plyler Show, each day from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Katichi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. Andrew Oliphant's going to join us tomorrow. We'll talk about the bad news of Tiger Woods not playing. But, hey, get those that Stay and Play special going on right now, the Stay, Play, and Learn special. You get two people, lesson with Andrew for 90 minutes. You go play golf. You stay the night in their luxurious suites. You get continental breakfast next morning. You get another round of golf. $400 for two people. What a great deal, man. Katichi, awesome weather this week. Sneak away, get it done. C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. Gift cards for golf, gift cards for lessons, gift cards for stays there, gift cards for maybe some golf apparel, golf equipment. It's a good time to think about it. It's my friends at Katichi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. 654-ROAR, got a lot of phone calls to get to again today. Two guests as well. Delvin is up first. Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? How you doing, Mick?
Man, I'm blessed. Hope you are, too.
Explain to me and Will why Auburn had to hire a PR firm. I mean, Will could figure out what to break what I called in. Try to figure out the PR firm in the terms of his contract, something like that.
So here's what Pat Forty said. Forty said in his article, multiple sources say that Hugh Freeze has agreed to relinquish control of his social media accounts when he becomes the coach at Auburn. The background check on Freeze was extensive, and the school hired a PR consultant to handle the expected blowback in bringing him aboard. They're jumping through a lot of hoops for Freeze. One source with Auburn ties said Sunday, quote, If he's contractually obligated to stay off social media and they're hiring an old crap firm before we even started, is hiring him really a good idea? Unquote. That's my point, is if you got to hire somebody PR to handle the blowback, then man, what are you doing? Is he worth it to begin with? Look, here's your Auburn. Here's what you say. We believe in him. He's our guy. You don't have to apologize. If what they're saying is that we're going to hire a guy that lied and cheated at Ole Miss and then lied and cheated on his wife and had escort services, but we want to win so bad that we're going to hire that guy to be the face of our organization. And we all know that. Auburn doesn't need to hire a PR firm. What Auburn needs to say is, yes, winning is that important to us that we're going to get in bed with a bad guy. We want a bad guy to be our guy. And so, yes, there's no PR firm. Don't try to hide behind and try to spin it. The spin is we want to win. We're tired of losing. We want to win, and we're going to sacrifice everything else in order to win.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. It's hard to say you want to win.
Yeah, just say it.
Like, because they're already licking. You know what they're doing at Liberty? You heard news they're already licking Liberty to Art Briles. You know what I'm saying? Because the AD, Ian McCall, available. But yeah, they already came out and said that ain't happening. So at least they came out and said it.
Yeah, look, bottom line is you got to answer for who you are and what you want to do. And so now Auburn is going to go in. Look, Nick Saban is going to have a feast with this. Do you want your son to go play for a guy that can't even be loyal or honest about what he did in his past? Do you want a guy? Do you want that guy around your son, raising your son? Is that the values you want in your household? Do you want that guy to come in on an official visit? You want that guy around your wife? Is that what you want? Because if you do, send him to Auburn. If you don't, send him to me.
Yeah, and as far as Willie Fritz goes, I think he's trying to wait till after the championship game. You know, he don't want to scratch.
Yeah, that's right. And rightfully so. He's going to Georgia.
Like, he frees had he scratch, and he's talking about no liberty. They got bowled out by New Mexico State.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Deion Sanders being honest with me? Yeah, I got an offer from Colorado. Have you heard the coach being honest about that before?
Yeah, that's kind of those unwritten rules for a reason kind of thing. I'll tell you right now, if I'm a school interested in Deion, and I find out that he's telling everybody who's offered him, I'm gonna kind of pump the brakes a little bit. We're gonna have something in place before I make an offer. You like me, I like you. Would you go with me? If and I were to ask you to the prom, what would you say? Kind of a thing, because we're not doing this thing of I'm gonna offer you and then you go tell everybody I offered you. We're not going through that.
And I think you wait until they championship game as well, too, to make your decision, too.
Yeah.
Because they got a championship game.
You got to be good to your kids, man. Look, the number one thing is go win your conference championship. All that stuff's still going to be there.
Yeah, but it's just crazy that me and we were laughing about this and thinking about this. You had to get a PR for now. You heard what Mickey said now. They had to go take his social media away.
Yes.
And get a PR firm.
If you got to hire a PR firm before you even hire the coach to handle the brushback, then that ought to tell you something right there. If you're proud of it, and if you think it's fine, if you think that's what you want to do, don't hire a PR firm. Just stand up and go, you know what? This is our guy. This is who we are. But don't hire a PR firm.
Mick, you know who I want to be right now, though? Matt Rhule. Look what he get. The money he get from Carolina Panthers. Do you see a new contract he got from Nebraska?
Yeah, it's the bank of Matt Rhule now. Anybody need a loan, now's a good time to go get it from Matt Rhule. He's got plenty of funds to give you a loan.
Man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
Ladies to the front of the line, right? That's the show here. Ladies go straight to the front of the line. Sherry's in Toccoa, Georgia. Sherry, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
You doing okay?
How are you guys? And thank you so much for taking my call. I want to get in on this Hugh Freeze hire for just a minute if I can.
I got 1 minute, so go right ahead. 1 minute.
All right, here it goes. Don't you think that Kirby Smart ain't eating up on this either?
Oh, yeah.
Because Auburn recruits real good down in South Georgia.
Yep.
Kirby, and don't think that he's not going to go down there and in the mom and dad's living room and talk to them about that as well. So I just listen, I know they say, well, people need a second chance, but I think some of the things that he done is pretty hard to forget, don't you think?
Well, I want to forgive everybody. I'm gonna forget everything, but I'm not gonna forget. I'm gonna forgive everybody, but I'm not gonna forget. But the bottom line is,
right,
your second chance, that's between you and your maker and all that kind of stuff. Hey, if I'm Kirby Smart, I'm gonna ask my family one thing when I go in that living room. Ask me everything you want to ask me about escort services in my past with them. I'm going to tell you everything about me. And but every coach in here, ask about their escort services, too.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking my call.
I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
That's ladies to the front of the line. Byron, hang on. I got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll come back. I'll get you straight on. Dr. Milt Leiter will join us. Yeah, I want to forgive. I've been taught to forgive, and I'm doing a better job of forgiving. But I ain't forgetting. And another thing, I'm not. I hate to say getting in bed with him, but we ain't having that. I'm not hiring a PR firm. Just admit it. This is who we are. We've sold our soul. This is who we want to be. Hour two after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens.